Yesterday, I called our brother.
昨天我给弟兄打电话,
and he informed me that he also had a cold.
他跟我说他也感冒了。
And I said, wow, we are a team right now.
我说我们现在是一个, 一个team, 一个,
well, but regardless of what our physical condition is,
但不管我们的身体如何,
we still need to speak of His glory. We need to sing of His grace. Amen. If my sound is smaller, louder than yours, that's right. We need to, with all our heart, let's praise the Lord. This is our duty. Today I want to share with you from the book of Matthew chapter 5.
今天一同来分享马太福音第五章。
So let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Verse 20 to 22.
20节到22节。
Let me read to you first in English, then our sister will lead you to read in Chinese. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. 21. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall his brother raka shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell of fire.
20节到22节, 我告诉你们, 你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义, 断不能进天国。 你们听见有吩咐古人的话说, 不可杀人, 又说凡杀人的难免受审判, 只是我告诉你们, 凡向弟兄动怒的, 难免受审判, 谈骂弟兄是拉家的, 难免公会的审判, 谈骂弟兄是魔力的, 难免地狱的火。
Okay, another verse in the same chapter, verse 27 and 28. Say, you have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart.
你们听见有话说不可奸淫,只是我告诉你们, 凡看见妇女就动淫念的, 这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
Another verse in John chapter 3 verse 15. 1 John chapter 3 verse 15.
约翰一书第三章十五节.
Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him.
凡恨他弟兄的就是杀人的, 你们晓得凡杀人的没有永生存在他里面。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come before thy presence,
主, 我们今天早上来到你同在的面前。
We admit the fact that we are weak, but thou art strong.
主, 我们承认说我们是软弱的, 但你是强壮的。
In you, only in you can we be able to serve the saints.
只有在你的里面, 我们才能够来服侍圣徒。
Oh, we pray that through this man's weakness, once again you express your glory.
我们祈求你借着人的软弱来彰显你的荣耀。
Oh, we just commit this meeting into your hand.
我们把这个聚会仰望在你的手中。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Last time I shared with you concerning a Christian character and testimony. We as the Christian, we should be the salt of the earth.
我们是这个地上的盐。
As a Christian's testimony, we should be the light of the world.
我们是世上的光。
Being the salt of the earth, I already mentioned four or five characters of the properties of salt.
我讲到了这个关于这个盐的四五个特点。
I feel it's very important. Firstly, the salt needs to give flavor.
第一个是盐需要有味道。
As Christians, we need to put flavor in our life.
作为一个基督徒，我们需要把这个我们的生活里面需要有味道。
People, when they see us, they see there is meaning in life.
人们看到我们会看到说我们的生活有意义。
Secondly, we need to what? This salt needs to preserve.
这个盐需要能够来保守。
As Christians, thank God we have this so-called spiritual immune system, as I mentioned before.
我们作为基督徒，我们有一个属灵的免疫功能。
There is a power in which we cannot sin and can overcome sin.
有一个能力使我们不会犯罪。
And thank God, this is the property or the function God gave us.
这是神所给我们的功用。
Thirdly, we also what? Expose.
我们也能够被暴露。
In other words, we expose people's evil. Evil.
我们能够把人的一个黑败坏显露出来。
Then we can bring them to Christ.
我们把他们带到基督的面前。
In other words, we heal. We have this property of healing.
我们能够来医治。
We cannot heal ourselves.
我们不能够医治我们自己。
But yet we can bring them to Christ.
但是我们可以把人们带到基督的面前。
That they might be healed.
他们就能够得医治。
As we see in the book of Acts in the day of Pentecost.
我们看到使徒行传在那个五旬节。
When Peter spoke.
当彼得说话的时候。
People's life was exposed.
人里面的那个生命被彰显出来。
And they said, "What shall we do?"
他们就说我们应当做什么呢
？And Peter threw used that opportunity to preach the gospel.
彼得就用那个机会来宣传福音。
Lastly, we can see that the property of salt or function of the salt it also deals.
最后一个盐的功用就是一个化解。
First, we should not only let people see there is a difference between us and them.
不光是让人们看到他们和我们之间的区别。
We should also let people have that desire to be like us.
也要让人们有一个愿望像我们一样。
This is what God has given us.
这就是神所给我们的。
And this is our character.
这就是我们的特点。
Secondly, but if we lost our character,
如果我们失去了这些特点
，if we lost our function of a salt,
如果我们失去了盐的功用
，then the Bible says we are good for nothing, only good to be trodden under the foot of man.
我们就没有任何的功用，只被丢在外面，
Outwardly,
被人践踏。
There is a name as Christians.
只有一个名字就是基督徒。
Yet we don't have the function.
但是我们没有这个盐的功用。
Brothers, we don't want to be like that.
弟兄姊妹，我们不想成为这个样子。
Secondly, we talk about a Christian testimony.
我们讲到了基督徒的见证。
We need to have a good testimony.
我们需要一个很好的见证。
Like as the Bible tells us, let your light so shine before men.
圣经上说，让你显在人的面前。
That they may see your good works.
让人的好行为。
And glorify your Father with heaven.
就把荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
This speak about our works.
就讲到我们的行为
our deeds.
工作我们的行为。
If we don't have these good deeds,
如果我们没有这些好行为
then what is the difference between us and unbeliever?
我们和不信之间有什么区别呢
If we don't have good deeds,
如果我们没有好行为
then we are like a candle hidden under a bushel.
我们就像一个灯藏在斗底下。
That is good for nothing also.
就没有任何的用处。
Today, as Christian, it is our duty.
今天作为基督徒，这是我们的责任。
To let the light of Christ so shine among us.
让那个耶稣基督的光从里面显明出来。
Not only will shine among people around us.
不光是显在我们周围的人身上。
But people also that is in a bigger scale.
更是更从一个更大的角度来讲。
That's why this shining is not only towards a personal not only talking about a personal point of view.
不光是从人的角度来讲
，but it's also a corporate point of view.
更是从一个团体的角度。
Last time I forget to mention the matter that ye are light of the world and a city that is on a hill cannot be hid.
你们是这你们是照在城。
In other words, we not only should shine as light individually.
我们不光是一个个人作为一个个人。来发这个光。
We need also to shine this light corporately as the church.
我们更要作为一个教会来发这个光。
Today the church is not a social organization.
我们今天教会不是一个社交的团体。
It is not a charity.
不是一个慈善机构。
The church is the God, lampstand of God.
教会是神的灯台。
In this lampstand,
这个灯台
we need to shine as a corporate point of view.
我们要作为一个团体来发光。
That when people see this light,
当人们看见这个光的时候
they will see we need to be there.
会说我们需要在那里。
If they have any problem,
如果有任何的问题
if they have undergone any sorrow,
如果他们经过任何的痛苦
they will say in this church, we can find an answer.
会说在这个教会我们会找到答案。
Because this is who are.
这就是我这是我们所示的。
This is our testimony.
这是我们的见证。
But if we lost our testimony,
如果我们失去了我们的见证
then what are we today?
我们是什么呢
Today, brothers and sisters, we are a living testimony of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹今天我们是神主耶稣的活的见证。
Last time I was assigned to lead the hymn.
上一次我来带诗。
And it's concerning the testimony of Jesus Christ.
讲到主耶稣的见证。
So I found a story that goes this way.
我分享了一个故事。
He said there is a preacher who went to a restaurant to eat.
有一个牧师他到一个餐馆里去吃饭。
In the middle of eating his lunch, he saw the manager of the restaurant cross the street.
在吃饭的时候，他看到这个餐馆的经理过了马路。
Then he went to another fast food establishment to eat his lunch.
他去了另外一个快餐店去吃饭。
What do you think the message he's sending to people who saw him?
你觉得他这个信息他所表达的一个信息是什么呢？
Don't eat here for the food across the street.
不要在这个餐馆里吃饭，街对面那个更好。
Well, he might have other reasons.
也许他有其他原因。
Maybe he's so bored already eating at that restaurant he's managing for so many years.
也许他在这个餐馆实在是吃腻了。
So he said, I need a change, maybe.
也许他说我要换一下口味。
But regardless.
但不管怎么样，
When you, as the manager of this restaurant, go to the other restaurant to eat, you are sending a message to other people that the food over there is better.
当你作为这个餐馆的经理不在这里吃饭，到另外一个餐馆吃饭，你的信息就是说那个餐馆的饭更好。
Well, it might be funny.
也许很可笑。
But today we cannot but accept the fact people always look at us.
但是今天我们必须要承认说，人们一直看着我们。
Well, you might say, oh, it's none of your business.
也许你说这不关你的事。
But brothers and sisters, people are looking at us.
但是弟兄姊妹，人们在观看着我们。
They are trying to hear whatever words we say.
他们在试图听我们所讲的每一句话。
They are looking at the kind of living we have.
他们看着我们所活的生活。
They are observing what kind of priorities we have in life.
他们看着我们生活里面最重要的最事情。
They see their priority. They see our priority by the clothes we wear and the thing we buy.
他们看着我们所穿的衣服和我们买的东西。
Brothers and sisters, we are but a living being.
我们是一个活着的圣经。
We are a what?
招牌。
We are a living advertisement.
我们是一个活着的广告。
What are we advertising?
我们在宣传什么呢？
What are we showing people?
我们在给人们显明什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, we know.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道。
We know what we need to do.
我们知道我们需要做
什么。Today, as being the children of God.
今天作为神的儿女。
With no exception, including me.
没有任何的例外，我也包括在内。
We need to be the salt of the earth. We need to be the light of the world.
我们需要成为这世上的盐，世上的光。
We need to be God's testimony.
我们需要成为神的见证。
And this is what I shared last time.
这是我上一次所分享的。
But afterwards, when we read further down,
但是我们继续往下读的时候
，as we when we come to verse 20,
第五节，第就二十节。
He said, "But I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee." Ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
说如果你的义不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，你断不能进入天国。
In other words, after doing, when the about our good deeds.
主耶稣讲到我们的好行为。
And that we need to have that to glorify our God.
我们需要借着那些好行为来荣耀神。
Then suddenly in verse 20 he said, unless your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the Pharisee and the Sadducee, you have no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven.
但是二十节讲到说，你的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
What does the Lord mean?
主耶稣说什么呢？
And on the one hand, our testimony is very important.
一方面，我们的见证非常的重要。
Yet, but on the other hand, the condition of our heart is equally important.
但另一方面，我们的心里面所思所想更加的重要。
We need to see
一样的重要。
We need to see what is the condition of our heart.
我们要看看我们的心里面的景况。
Does your work equals to the condition of your heart?
你的工作和你心里的景况同等吗？
Well, during 1924, a person named Howard Carter went to Egypt.
在1924年，有一个人叫 Howard Carter， 埃及。
And he found he's an archaeologist, and he found the tomb of old.
他应该是个考古学家，他发现了一个埃及法老塔特的坟墓。
Then when he found the tomb, then he saw a huge coffin over there.
他发现一个非常大的棺材。
Then we opened the coffin, and he found another coffin in that first coffin.
打开那个棺材，他发现里面还有一个棺材。
And this coffin is overlaid with gold.
这个棺材被金子所覆盖。
So he opened the second coffin.
他打开第二个棺材。
And he found another coffin in that second coffin.
里面又有第三个棺材。
And this third coffin is what? Made of pure gold.
第三个棺材是用纯金制作的。
And when he opened that third coffin,
当他打开第三个棺材的时候，
he saw there is old King Tut lying there.
他看见那个法老王躺在那里。
On his face is a golden mask.
他的脸上有一个金子做的面具。
To cover his face.
把他脸遮盖住。
And there is a golden piece of cloth that covers his body.
他身上盖着一个金布。
And it's really, when people are really interested in archaeology like me, I will say this is a great find.
人们像我这样对考古非常感兴趣的，我们会说这是一个伟大的发现。
But after you take off that gold mask,
当他把那个金面具拿下来的时候
，after you take off that gold cloth,
当他把那个金的布拿下来的时候
，underneath is a pile of old, a pile of dead men's bones.
那底下是一个死人的骨头。
No matter how good the coffin is,
不管这个棺材有多好
，No matter how precious made of pure gold,
不管这个纯金有多好
，underneath is a pile of dead men's bones.
底下是那些死人的坟骨头。
Today, brothers and sisters, what is the condition of your heart?
今天弟兄姊妹，你心里的情况是怎样的
？When the Lord Jesus came to earth,
当主耶稣来到地上的时候
，He exposed the condition of man using the Pharisee as an example.
他借着法老借着那个法利赛人这个例子，把人的心理情况显明出来。
You know, the Pharisees is very much concerned about their outward works.
这个法利赛人非常关心他们外面的行为。
The clothes they wear.
他们的衣服。
Even the fringes of their robe.
甚至他们衣裳的。
They are very much concerned.
他们非常关心这些事。
Because they want people to see they are perfect.
因为他们希望人们看到他们是完美的。
Let me read to you Matthew chapter 23.
我们看马太福音23章。
You know, sometimes the Lord, when He do things, it is somewhat, sometimes very humorous.
我们主有时候做的事情非常的幽默。
Chapter 23, verse 23.
23章23节，马太福音23章23节。
It says here in verse 23, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment and mercy and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone."
你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一。那律法上更重的事，就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。这更重的是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。
You know, the Pharisees are very much concerned about tithing.
法利赛人非常看重的十分之一的奉献。
So when they go to buy things,
当他们买东西的时候
they use this example.
他们就用这个例子。
You know, mint. When you go to a Vietnamese restaurant, they always serve that mint leaves.
你知道那个薄荷？
This gives some flavor to the food you eat.
会给你的食物带来一些香味。
So when the Pharisees bought some this sort of mint leaves,
当那个法利赛人买一些薄荷叶子的时候
，then he'll start to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
他们需要数九个。
Then the tenth leaf belongs to the Lord.
这第十个叶子就归给主。
Is tithing wrong?
这个十分之一有错吗
？There's nothing wrong with tithing.
十分之一并没有错。
Even the Lord, you know, challenges in the book of Malachi, we need to give tithes.
甚至在马拉加书里面，神也向我们挑战说，我们应当奉献十分之一。
He said tithing.You need to give tithes.
你需要把十分之一奉献给我。
And you see, the Lord said He will open up the windows of heaven.
他就把天上的窗户向我们打开。
And pour out your blessing to you.
把所有的祝福给倾倒给我们。
That it will be so much you have no place to put His blessing.
以至于你没有地方再放。
So tithing has never been wrong.
十分之一并没有错。
But the Pharisee.
但是对于法利赛人。
They gave big importance on tithing.
他们把那个十分之一看得这样子的重。
Yet they omitted the most important part.Of the thing which is law and judgment.
他们却把更重要的事情忘记，就是律法和公义。
Faith and mercy.
就是信实和怜悯。
Look at how they, you know, how they treat the Lord.
看看他们怎样待主的。
They are so-called the experts of the law.
他们是律法的专家。
Yet when they brought the Lord to judgment.
但是他们把主耶稣带到了审判。
There is so much corruption.
有这样多的败坏。
There is no judgment.
那并没有真公义的审判。
Even the civil government, Pilate says, "I find no fault in this man." Yet they put him on the cross.
甚至那个比拉多说他在我在这个人里面没有发现任何的罪。
Yet they still put the Lord on the cross.
他们仍然把主放在十字架上。
What kind of judgment is this?
这是一个怎样的审判呢
？They talk about faith and mercy.
他们来讲的公义和怜悯。
Every time they took sinners and publicans, tax collector, looked down at them.
他们每次看到税吏的时候，他们就瞧不起税吏。
When the adulterous woman came to the Lord Jesus.
当那个。
Adulterous.
当那个犯奸淫人来到主面前的时候
，They said they need this woman need to be stoned to death.
他们说他们要把这个女人用石头打死。
There is no mercy at all.
在他们里面没有怜悯。
Yet they gave very much importance to the outward things called tithing.
但是他们却在给外面的这个十分之一奉献，却给很多的。
That's why the Lord
重视。
That's why the Lord in Matthew chapter 5, he uses at least 6 illustrations in that chapter concerning the Pharisee.
所以在马太福音第五章主用了六个例子来讲法利赛人。
Today I'll just talk about 2.
我们今天只讲两个。
The first one is that thou shall not kill.
第一个就是说你不应当杀人。
What do you mean by killing?
杀人是什么意思呢？
So we should not murder people. We should not take away people's lives. That is murder.
我们不应当把人的生命拿走。
You know, let me backtrack a little bit.
我再倒回一步。
You know, a lot of people use this verse, especially the animal activists, use this verse to say we should not kill. We should be vegetarian.
动物的保护者说他们我们不应当吃肉，我们应当是只吃蔬菜。
Because this is the Bible says we should not kill.
因为圣经说我们不应当杀人。
But does the Bible really mean you should not kill animals for food? No.
但圣经真的是说你不应当杀动物来吃肉吗？不是的。
No, the Bible, this is in Exodus, the Ten Commandments concerning thou shalt not kill.
因为在出埃及记里面那个十个诫命里说你不应当杀人。
But at the same chapter, the Lord also talk about offering burnt offerings.
但同一章里面是在同一本书里面主也讲到那个奉献。
And that we need to kill animals.Without blemish and offer it to the Lord as a burnt offering.
我们需要把一个没有瑕疵的祭物献给神。
So this really doesn't mean we should not kill animals for food.
并不是说我们真的不能够杀动物来吃他们的肉。
But what do you mean thou shalt not kill?
那个不可杀人是什么意思呢？
We should not take revenge.
我们不应当复仇。
For the Lord is the revenger.
因为主是那个解恨的。
You know how much people are killed these days?
是那个伸冤的。
Even in Houston.
看看在休斯顿有多少谋杀呢？
Because they bench into their hand.
因为他们自己借着自己的手来伸冤。
Today we should not kill people.
今天我们不应当杀人。
Yes, they did something bad to us.
是的，他们向我们做了非常不好的事情。
But the Lord is the avenger.
但是主是那个伸冤的。
On the other hand,
另一方面
，the Lord do ordain the government to make the punishment.
但是主也的确是给那个政府这个命令，使他们可以惩罚。
Let me read to you Romans chapter 13.
罗马书第十三章。
Romans 13 said, verse 1, Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God, and the powers that be are ordained by God.
第一节，在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，掌权的都是神所命的。
Verse 3, For rulers are not a terror to good works, the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power, do that which is good, and that They shall have praise of the same.
第三节，做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善，就可得他的称赞。
And listen to this verse 4. He is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he heareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil.
第四节，因为他是神的用人，是与你有益的。你若作恶，却当惧怕，因为他不是空空的佩剑，他是神的用人，是伸冤的，刑罚那作恶的。
In other words, the Lord ordained the government to make the punishment.
换一句话说，神给政府命令，使他们可以来惩罚作恶的。
So people who do not agree with capital punishment, they really do not know the Bible.
那些不同意死罪的，他们实在是圣经。
So thirdly, why do you mean that we should not kill?
那么第三，我们什么不可杀人是什么意思呢？
It means you should not commit suicide.
你不可以自杀。
Because life comes from God.
因为生命是从神而来。
He gave you life.
他给你生命。
And he's the one who had the right to take away that life.
只有他有那个权柄可以把你的生命拿走。
Well, you said, oh, I've gone through so much problems already.
你说我经过这么多的问题
I just cannot get through.
我不能够再走下去
I just want to commit suicide.
我就想死
That is wrong.
那是错的
God gave you life.
神给你生命
And he will be the one to sustain you.
他会是那个来支持你的
Yes, indeed, we go through a lot of trials.
是的，我们经过很多的试炼
And no doubt about it, we Christians go through trials.
没有任何的质疑，我们基督徒经过很多的试炼。
We also have problems.
我们有很多的问题。
But you know the Bible tells us.
但是圣经说。
Especially in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第一章。
So there is no temptation given to us that is common to men.
我们所经过都是人所 所能承受的。
First, God will what? Find a way out that we will able to bear it.
神会给我们找一条出路，使我们能够经过。
So do you see what the meaning of thou shalt not kill?
你看到这个不可杀人是什么意思吗
？And I believe at that time when the Pharisee heard that, they are very happy.
我相信那些法利赛人听见这句话的时候，他们非常的高兴。
Look, I did not kill.
你看我没有杀过人。
I never commit suicide.
我也没有自杀。
I don't took revenge.
我也不会伸冤。
I let the government take care of the judgment.
我让政府来伸冤。
But the Bible didn't stop right there.
但是圣经并没有停在这里。
He continued on to say.
这里继续说。
He said, but if you heard that it was said in old time that thou shalt not kill, whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment.
有古话说你不可杀，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。
But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother.Without the cause shall be danger of judgment.
只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。
First John chapter 15 says.
约翰一书三章十五节。
Whoever is angry or angry with his brother has already committed murder.
凡向弟兄动怒的，就是杀人的。
In other words, how come murder occur?
这个杀人怎么会发生呢
？It's all because there is a certain thing in your heart that has not been resolved.
那是因为在你里面有一个问题没有解决。
How come people commit adultery?
人怎么会犯奸淫呢
？It's because there is a lust within man that has not been resolved.
因为在人的里面有一个情欲。
Let me read to you Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26.
以弗所书第四章。
4 verse 26.
以弗所书第四章二十六节。
Say, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath.
生气却不可犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
Say, let.Verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
31节一切苦毒恼恨愤怒嚷闹毁谤并一切的恶毒都当从你们中间除掉。
You know how murder occur?
你知道谋杀是怎么发生的吗
There is a process.
这是有一个过程。
You know the Bible when it gave, the word of God is written not just because it was written for the sake of us reading.
这个圣经不只是写给我们读的。
It's really, there is a process.
这里有一个过程。
Even the sequence is really, you know, you can just marvel how the Lord revealed to us His word.
你会非常的惊讶神是怎样把这一个过程显明给我们。
So firstly, how come there is murder?
首先为什么会有谋杀呢
There is bitterness.
有一个苦毒。
When there is bitterness in our heart.
当我们里面有苦毒的时候。
In other words, there is a resentment.
你有一个愤恨，有一个怨恨。
And that is the start of Murder.
这就是谋杀的开始。
You know, how come there's a lot of racial fighting?
为什么会有很多racial 种族的征战呢
？There is a bitterness within.
因为他们里面有苦毒。
Because one race felt they are you know being belittled.
一个宗派觉得他们被小瞧了。
And the other tribe felt you know I'm superior than you.
另外一个就觉得说我比你更强更优越所以这就有苦毒
even among husband and wife,
甚至在丈夫和妻子之间
why they quarrel?
为什么他们会吵架呢
Firstly, there's a bitterness.
因为里面有苦毒
and this bitterness, if it is not resolved, then it ends up in wrath.
如果里面这个苦毒如果不解决就变成了一个恼恨
you know what this wrath is?
你知道什么叫恼恨吗
it's slowly boiling.
恼恨就是慢慢的蒸
you know, it's like a gas leak.You know,
就像一个泄气的，就像那个煤气泄漏一样。
You know, today we are very near winter time. We use gas for our heating.
你知道我们冬天的时候会用那个气来取暖。
But before you use your gas right now, go and let people check first if there is a gas leak.
在你使用之前，你要让人来检查是不是有泄气的问题。
So sometimes this gas leak, even though you cannot smell it.
有的时候你甚至闻不到。
But when you let it keep on coming out.
如果你一直让它出来。
Then one day your house is filled with gas.
如果有一天你的房子充满了气
you flip a switch.
你打开那个开关
the whole house just start to burn.
这个房子就会烧起来
This is also with anger.
这就是生气
Firstly, it's a bitterness.
首先是苦毒
Then there is wrath within.
然后是恼恨
How about the sister? I'm so angry.
姊妹会说我非常的生气
I'm not satisfied with my husband.
我对我丈夫不满意
Then the next thing what happened? You're angry. It says here you're angry. Anger.
下一个就是愤怒
That's why sometimes when you go to work, You feel like some people came in with the face is really, you cannot see what happened to you.
有的人, 脸上你会说他怎么了呢?
Yeah, the sky is so bright and everything is so well, then the face is, my goodness.
天气是这样的好,可是这个人你看起来觉得说真是可怕。
And when you say something to him,
当你跟他说话的时候,
there is what we call clamoring. Say clamoring.
会有嚷闹。
What is clamoring?
什么是嚷闹呢?
Loud speaking.
会大声地讲。
Sometimes when I go to work,
有的时候我去上班的时候
then some people, you say, hello.
有人说、你好
None of your business. Oh, I say, what happened?
这不关你的事这怎么了呢
Then afterwards you pursue further
你继续问下去
then What's your problem?
怎么了呢
Then there's what? There's cursing
就会有、毁谤
It's all because there is a little thing within the heart that has not been, you know
就是因为我们里面有一点点的事情没有解决
This little thing in your heart
这是一点点的事情
Called bitterness
叫做苦毒
It has not been resolved
May not be resolved.
Then it went on from wrath to anger, clamoring, and what cursing.
变成恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤。
Then afterwards you go on. Then there will be malice.
就变成了恶毒。
What is malice?
什么是恶毒呢
？Doing things that is hurtful to people.
是做对别人有伤害的事情。
Worst comes to worst, it becomes killing.
最糟糕的就是谋杀。
Oh, don't say that they kill just because they kill. No.
不要说他们杀人就是杀人是
They kill because it is the result of something in your heart
这个杀人的结果是因为他们里面有一些东西
People commit adultery
人们犯罪
The same thing because there is something in their heart called lust that has not been resolved
因为在他们里面有一个、情欲没有被解决
Why could people lie
为什么 要撒谎呢
They are liars not because only they lie but because there is a dishonesty within the heart of man that has not been resolved
因为在他们里面有一个不诚实没有被解决。
How come a sinner sins?
为什么一个罪人犯罪呢
？Because there is a sinful nature within man that has not been resolved.
因为在人的里面有一个犯罪的天性没有被解决。
And because this sinful nature has not been resolved, then it ends up result in sinful deeds.
所以这个犯罪的天性没有被解决，结果就是犯罪的行为。
Today, brothers and sisters, this is the problem of the heart.
这就是人心里的问题。
What is the condition of your heart, brothers and sisters?
你的心里的情况是什么样子的
？When we come to end of the year.
但是在末世的时候
We need to ask ourselves, Lord, what is the condition of my heart?
在这个一年中的时候我们要问问我们的心里的
情况如何 There are three things we need to do.
我们有三件事情需要做
In order to solve the problem of our heart.
来解决我们心里的情况
Firstly, we need to realize, number one, realize that our righteousness before God is just but a pile of dead men's bones.
我们在神面前的一个这个所显的公义不过就是死人的骨头。
Because there is no righteousness within men.
因为在我们里面没有公义。
You know, there is a young lady who went to a Billy Graham crusade.
有一个年轻的人，他去那个 Billy Graham 的crusade 墓道。
Yeah. And after Billy Graham spoke, then he invite people. He make an altar call, invite people to accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
当 Billy Graham 讲完了之后，他呼召人来接受主。
And afterwards, there are a lot of counselors among these unbelievers to help them if they have any question concerning their salvation.
那之后会有很多的人帮助这些人来问问他们有什么问题。
And Brother Adrian Rogers was one of them.
Adrian Rogers 是其中一个弟兄之一。
And when he was counseling this young lady,
当他在帮助这个年轻的姊妹的时候
，bringing her to prayer.
带他一同来祷告。
Then the mother of that young lady is fuzzing.
这个年轻女孩子的妈妈在
He's complaining.
她在抱。
He said, "Young lady, my girl, don't do that. You don't need to do."
她说，女儿，你不需要做这个。
He said, "You are good for me."
你对我来说已经很好了。
You are a nice girl.
你是一个很好的姑娘。
Then this young lady turned to her mother and said,
这个女孩子跟她母亲说
"The mother, you don't know what is in my heart."
妈妈，你不知道我里面是什么。
Yes, brothers and sisters, outwardly, maybe we are doing a lot of good things.
外面我们可能做了很多好事情。
Maybe we help the poor.
也许我们帮助穷人。
We help the brothers and sisters.
我们帮助弟兄姊妹。
And every Lord said you are so busy going back and forth.
你忙来忙去。
But what is the condition of your heart?
但是你里面怎么样呢
？You know, in the Philippines, my father bought a car.
在菲律宾，我父亲买了一辆车。
It's a Renault. It's a very famous brand name.
是一个非常有名的牌子。
But since day one,
在从第一天起
，it has some problems.
就有一个问题。
Sometimes when you drive to church,
有时候你开车去教会的时候
，in the middle of the road, it just stops.
在路中间他就停住了。
So my father needs to call to help, you know, jack up the car and bring it to the car repair.
所以我父亲就要常常叫人来把拖走。
90% of the car, 90% when the car is with us, 90% is always in the car shop.
90% 的时间，这个车子跟我们90%时间都是在修车厂里。
Sometimes the carburetor is broken. The carburetor. In other words, some of the parts are broken, so we need to change a new part.
有的时候一个零件坏了，我们需要换另外一个零件。
Sometimes the spark plug is broken, so we put a new part. In other words, they keep on changing parts.
换句话说，我们需要不同的换零件。
Instead of using the car, you use the car in changing parts.
我们不是用这个使用车子，我们是一直在换零件。
Until one day, my father said, "I give up. That's it."
有一天，我父亲说：“算了，我不要了。
”Sell it.
卖了吧。
The small, the least price you can get it.
用最小的最便宜的价格卖掉吧。
Sometimes, brothers, we are just like that.
弟兄姊妹，我们其实就是这个样子。
We are just that broken Renault car.
我们就是那个破坏的那个车子。
We thought that we are righteous.
我们觉得说我们非常的公义。
We feel we are good enough. A little repair will do.
我们觉得很好了，只是需要做一点修理的
工作。Maybe a little education, maybe will perfect us.
一些教育能够使我们完美。
Maybe a little training will make us better person.
训练会使我们变成更好的人。
Yet, really, the problem is the heart.
实际上，这个问题是在心里面。
That's why, when the Lord Jesus in Luke chapter 18.
所以在路加福音十八章里面。
He saw there are two persons getting into the temple.
他看见两个人进了圣殿。
One is a Pharisee, one is a publican.
一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
Oh, the Pharisee start to pray.
这个法利赛人祷告说。
You know, I thank God, Lord, I'm not just like this publican who is so bad.
主啊，感谢你，我不像这个税吏这样的坏。
Oh, I fast twice a week.
我一周禁食两次。
I give my riches to the poor.
我把我的财富分给穷人。
Then the other person said.
这个法利那个税吏说。
This publican dare not even raise his head.
这个税吏甚至不敢举目望天。
The Lord have mercy on me, a sinner.
主啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
And what did the Lord Jesus say?
这个主耶稣怎么说呢
？When both goes home.
当家的时候
This publican is more justified than the other one.
这个比那个法利赛人更算为
Because he know the condition of his heart.
因为他知道他里面的景况
He know that he is not righteous before God.
他知道他在神的面前并不公义
He is as sinful.
他是一
He is as sinful as a person condemned.
他是一个受咒诅的罪人
He is just but a pile of trash.
他只是一堆垃圾
You know when we need to realize that.
我们需要来认识到这一
点。Brothers and sisters, a lot of times we feel like, oh, this is a gospel. We need to speak this gospel to the unbelievers.
你说这是福音，我们需要把这个福音传给不信主的人。
But let me tell you, even us Christians.
但是就是我们信主的人。
Even after we are saved.
就是我们得救以后。
We need to have a clear realization that our own righteous work is not acceptable in the eyes of God.
我们也需要非常清楚地知道说我们的行为在神面前不能够被接受。
We need to set aside all our righteousness.
我们需要把我们所有的义摆在一边。
Secondly, we need to come to the Lord.
我们需要来到主面前。
With a repentant heart.
带着一个悔改的心。
Taking Christ as our requirement.
把主耶稣作为我们的义袍披
上。You know, I was so, I was really amen what the brothers and sisters prayed this table.
今天早上我非常阿门弟兄祷告。
That Christ is our righteous, garment.
基督是我们的义袍。
Yes, when the prodigal son came to the father.
这个浪子回到父亲的面前。
He is naked.
他赤身露体。
Yes, indeed, he repented. That's why he came back.
他悔改了，所以他回了父的面前。
But the thing is, he is naked.
但他是赤身露体的。
But so the first thing the father said, bring the best robe.
不，给他穿上最好的外袍。
Not only for beauty.
不是为了好看
but for covering.
而是为他来遮体
Today, brothers and sisters, when we come before the Lord,
今天我们来到神的面主的面前
we need a covering.
我们需要被遮盖
This covering is not our righteous deeds.
这个遮盖不是我们的义行
This covering is not our service.
这个遮盖不是我们的服事
This covering is just Christ himself.
这个遮盖是基督他自己
Because only Christ can be accepted by God.
因为只有基督被神能够接受
You know, a lot of times that we get into problem.
有时候我们有一些问题
Whether in our family
在家里面
Whether in the church
在教会里面
We felt like, oh, I have a lot to give to the church
有的时候我们觉得说我们给了教会这么多
We had a lot of, you know
我们需要给教会这么多
We had a lot of gifts we presented to the church
我有这么多的才能可以给教会
But let me tell you, because we bring all of this to the church
就是因为我们给了这么多给教会
Instead of being a part of building up the church,
不是成为一个建立教会的一部分
but become a divisive factor. Look at the Revelation chapter 2.
看看那个, 启示录第二章,
when the Lord spoke to the church in Ephesus,
主跟那个以弗所教会说话的时候,
you have all good works.
你做了很多的好行为,
you have, you know, you can even determine what is a false prophet and a true prophet.
你甚至能够识别那个假先知,
you can even sustain, even through hardship.
你能够经过苦难,
to keep my name.
持守我的名,
when I was reviewing, reading Revelation chapter 2 again,
当我再读启示录第二章的时候,
how can we compare with the church in Ephesus?
我们甚至不能够以弗所书来比较,
we are far away.
我们差得这么远,
but yet, what did the Lord Jesus talk about the church in Ephesus?
但是主怎么对以弗所教会讲话呢?
There is one thing I have against you,
但有一件事我要责备你,
because you have what? Reject your first love. This is a problem of the heart. Outward this is not a problem. It is the inward heart that has a problem. We do a lot of things, but our heart is not connected to what our work. Today, brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter.
Oh,
I've seen a lot of brothers and sisters, the very gifted. So gifted that they become a problem to the church rather than a what? A thing to be built up. Oh, may the Lord really have mercy on us. Christ should be our covering. In our service, He should be the one who takes the lead. He should be the preeminence.
他是那个, 居首位的,
he is the first place in all things.
他在那个, 万事之主,
not that what I want to do,
不是我要做什么,
but what Christ wants to do.
而是基督要做什么,
thirdly,
第三,
Christ should be our life and our living.
基督就是我们的生活。
On the one hand, we take Christ as our covering.
一方面我们基督是我们的遮盖,
in order that we can be accepted by God.
使我们能够被神所接纳。
But further, we need Christ to be our life and our living.
基督也应该成为我们生活。
That's why Paul said,
所以保罗说,
no longer I,
不再是我,
but Christ.
而是基督。
Yes, before it is Paul.
以前是保罗。
Rather, right now it is Christ.
然后, 现在是基督。
What do you mean by that?
是什么意思呢?
Everything he do,
每一件他做的事情,
is the outflow of Christ.
是基督流露出来。
In other words, his service,
他的服饰,
and his heart are joined in one.
和他的心相称,
when he preached the gospel,
当他传讲福音的时候,
it's not because he wanted to preach the gospel,
不是说他想传福音,
but because outflow of the love of Christ towards the sinners.
是基督从他里面流露出来。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of times serve,
很多时候当我们服饰的时候,
there's always a Chinese saying,
有中国的话说,
we are trying to what? To cover up the need.
我们总是, 为了需要而服侍,
we serve because of the need.
我们是因着需要而服侍。
Today we don't serve because of the need.
今天我们服侍不是因着需要。
We serve because there is a love of Christ flowing out of us.
今天我们服侍因着基督的爱在我们里面流露出来。不是为了需要。
Because if it is because of the need,
不是为了需要,
one day if the need is gone,
如果有一天这个需要没有了,
are we continuing going to serve?
我们还要继续服侍吗?
It's like it's maybe a illustration concerning a teacher and a mother.
Like
a teacher and a mother.
和一个母亲的例子,
a teacher teach.
一个老师教,
because that is his profession.
因着这是他的职业,
and he is paid to teach.
他也因此被支付,
one day,
有一天,
when he is not going to be paid anymore,
他不再被薪水,
will he going to teach?
他会再教吗?
No.
不再教了,
but the parents is different.
是父母就不一样,
whether the husband loved us, whether whether the children is appreciative of the teaching of the mother,
这个孩子是不是非常, 感谢母亲的教导,
or he is a very bad child,
或者是一个非常坏的孩子,
the mother or the parents continue on to teach,
这个父母还是一直不断地教,
because this teaching comes out from the heart,
因为这个教导是从爱里面出来的,
because she or he felt, this is from me, I love this child, no matter whether he accepts it or not, I want to teach him.
不管, 这个孩子是从我出来的, 不管怎么样, 我都要一直地教他。
It's not a matter of money.
这不是钱的问题。
It's not a matter of need.
不是需要的问题。
Rather, it's an outflow.
这是一个流露。
Today, brothers and sisters,
今天弟兄姊妹,
when we say it's no longer I but Christ who liveth in me,
当我们说不再是我, 乃是基督活在我里面,
it is an outflow of our life of Christ.
这是基督从我们生命里面活出来。
When we come to the end of the year,
当我们来到年终的时候,
well, we need to search our heart.
我们需要来见着心。
The Lord is my service accepted in your sight?
主啊，我的服事在你眼接纳吗？
Beginning from the year up to the end of the
从年初到年尾。
We spend a lot of time.
我们花了很多的时间。
We do spend a lot of effort in serving the saints.
我们服事圣徒花了很多的功夫。
But is it accepted in the eyes of God?
在主的眼中被接纳吗？
May we search our heart.
让我们来检查我们的心。
Is there any pride within?
在我们里面有骄傲吗？
Is there any sin within?
有罪恶吗？
Is there any self within?
有自己吗？
If there is, Lord, take it away.
如果有的话，求主拿去。
Because we believe that one day when we meet the Lord,
因为我们相信有一天当我们遇见主的时候，
we want all our works to be accepted in the eyes of God.
我们希望我们的工作都被主所接纳。
We want our works, our service just be a sweet smelling savor before God.
我们希望我们的工作都成为主面前那个馨香的。
No one wants when he come before the Lord said, get away from me.
没人希望到主面前的时候，主说从我面前离开吧。
Lord, we want our each and everyone be accepted before the Lord.
愿我们每一个人都被主所接纳。
Let me end with a story.
让我来用一个故事来。
There is a four people who went to heaven.
有四个天堂。
The first person he knocked the door at the pearly gates.
敲敲了天门。
Then what is your name and what is your password?
主说你的名字是什么？你的密码是什么
？That I'm a righteous man.
他说我是一个义人。
And what is your password? Righteous deeds.
你的密码是什么？我的义行。
Then a second person came in.
第二个人进来了。
Say, the Lord said, who are you? And what is your password?
主说你是谁？你的密码是什么
？Then I'm a religious man.
他说我是一个宗教的人。
What is your password?
你的密码是什么
？Religion and rituals.
宗教和仪式。
Then the Lord said, get thee away from me.
主说离开我去吧。
Ye workers of iniquity.
不义和罪恶。
Then the third man came.
第三个人来了。
He's a humanitarian.
他是一个 humanitarian. 就是对人有怜悯，做善工的人。
Then what is your password? Charity.
你的密码是什么？就是慈善。
Then the Lord said, "Get thee away from me, ye workers of iniquity."
你离开我去吧，你不义。作恶的人。
Then the fourth man came.
第四个人来了。
Then who are you?
你是谁？
I'm a sinner.
我是一个罪人。
What password?
你的密码是什么？
Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督。
Then he continued and said, "In my hand, no price I bring."
在我手里我没有带来任何的礼物。
Only at the cross I cling.
我只是依靠十字架。
Then the Lord said,
主耶稣说，
"Open wide the gate and let him in."
把门打开，让他进来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we want to be accepted by God.
我们想要被神接纳吗？
There's only one person.
只有一个人。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
He who comes to Him.
凡到他面前的。
Through Him.
借着他。
Will be accepted by God.
就会被神所接纳。
If there is any more person who you have not accepted the Lord.
这里有人如果还没有接受主。
Jesus Christ is the answer.
耶稣基督就是这个答案。
And to us who are Christian children of God.
我们这个神的儿女。
May we have a new beginning.
我们愿有一个新的开始。
There is only one thing in our mind.
在我们里面只有一件事。
Lord, you have the first place in everything I do.
你在我所做之中居首位。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们继续祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come before Thy presence.
主，我们今天早上来面前。
We can only say, Lord, we are nothing.
主，我们只能说我们什么都不是。
That in Lord, we are good for nothing.
我们什么好处都没有。
Only good to be trampled under the foot of.
只是被人践踏在脚下。
We are just but trash before you.
我们在你面前只是垃圾。
But thank you, Lord, we have your Son Jesus Christ.
但是感谢神，我们有你的儿子。
Lord, thank you, you are our righteous robe.
你是我们的义袍。
You are everything to us.
你是我们的一切。
Today, may we come back again to you.
今天愿我们回到你的面前。
Oh, we want to search our heart.
愿检查我们的心。
Is there anything that is out not of you?
有什么不是属于你的？
Lord, we pray you take it away.
我们求你拿走。
We want to replace it altogether with you yourself.
我们愿意由你来代替。
Lord, we love you.
主，我们爱你。
We pray that you continue to bless your word.
我们求你继续祝福你的工作。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。